Billionaire Paul Allen has donated $1 million to help house the homeless in Seattle. His money will help build 13 steel modules for homeless people to live in. Think shipping container-like structures with social services available on site. The Seattle company that makes those modules is called One Build. The founder is Dale Sperling, and he told me that using steel modules for housing is a quantum leap because it brings costs way down.
The only way we can solve this homelessness problem is to find ways to produce more housing for less capital cost. What we have right now is we have this huge gap between blue tarps and duct tape and sani cans and $300,000 per unit cost for an apartment in Seattle. So what we're saying is this is a solution that is transitional. It's in between blue tarps and duct tape and tents and full-on $300,000 apartment buildings in the city.
To the average listener, Dale, this sounds kind of obvious. You build small modular metal apartments. You could stack them like Legos or something, but you say it's a quantum leap. Why? Why has this not been done more widely before?
Well, and I can't answer why it hasn't been done in Seattle other than the fact that basically there's been very little productivity increases in the construction industry in the last 50 or 60 years. If you take a look at every construction site, it's essentially the same way they did it 50 or 60 years ago. We're talking about building these in a factory where we condense the supply chain, where we do everything we can to drive efficiency into the manufacturing process. I mean, think about it. When you buy a car, they don't come out and build it in your backyard. They build it in a factory. They apply manufacturing processes, and that's never been done in the small-scale wood frame construction industry in the United States. It's done everywhere else in the world. It's just never been done in the U.S.
We're, of course, talking about a home. So what is it like to live inside?
These are absolutely code compliant, everything about it. They're insulated, sound insulated, temperature insulated. You will not be able to tell the difference from a conventional apartment in Seattle. They'll be steel frame. They will be modular, as you said, stackable. But they will not be any different from a conventional apartment.
And if you're thinking cold metal box or rain drumming loudly on a roof, it's not that.
Not that. The roof will be insulated, soundproofed. You're not living in a tin can.
You're building 13 units with the money from Paul Allen. There are thousands of homeless people around here. How likely is it that your model could be scaled up to make a dent in the homelessness crisis?
That's the whole thesis here. The whole thesis is to do a pilot program, provided all in one package, both the structure to live in as well as the wraparound services, the services that include all of the social services, all of the mental health services, all of the stuff that these homeless people need, and then scale it up and try to scale it up in a fashion where it's flexible. We don't have to do a 200-unit project to make this successful. It can be done on surplus sites, church sites, parking lots. This can make it a big dent. And I think that's the idea that Paul Allen got really excited about, is this is a pilot program. Let's try it, see how it goes, and then scale it up.
And I know this is hard to pin down, but you imagine saving local taxpayers. Give me some idea how much, because it's a lot about money saving. So how much of a difference are we talking?
Today, to move someone from a tent to a low-income housing unit, not including any of the services, the capital cost alone is $280,000 to $300,000 per unit. That includes site costs, construction costs, architecture and engineering, design fees, contractor costs, all of that. We think we can build these modular units for probably 30 to 40% of that cost, well under $100,000 a unit. So if we can save $200,000 of capital cost per unit, we can fund more of the social services that are necessary.
Well, Paul Allen has $1 million easy. Do you want people listening to get involved somehow, or you just want the rest of us to wait and hopefully watch this scale up?
We're hopeful that there will be a lot of interest in this, and that, you know, call it crowdsourcing, call it public funding. You put your finger on it. Homelessness today, this is a huge problem, and this is, we think, an innovative solution that can make a real dent in this. And it will take more funding. It'll take a lot of funding. Paul Allen is incubating a pilot program. Let's see if it works. I mean, and I'll tell you, I think a structure that has a bed, has cooking facilities, has a bathroom and a shower versus a tent, this is the home.
Dale Sperling works in Seattle, but he talked to us on vacation there on his cell phone from Mount Lassen National Park out in California. He is the founder of One Build, talking to us about small spaces while he's in the great outdoors. One Build is the company that's working with the Compass Housing Alliance to build a new style of transitional housing. Billionaire Paul Allen has donated $1 million to help.